Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me this morning is Anthony Dercos, Interim CEO at FSD Pharma. Anthony, great to see you again. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Lots to get to today. First off, you did recently close the acquisition of Lucid Pharmaceuticals for just over $11 million Canadian. Can you kind of talk about what are the kind of first steps you're now taking to advance your new drug candidates here?
Yeah, so we're exciting. We now bring two new drug candidates to our pipeline, which gives us a total of three. You know, we started with what we were referred to formerly as FSD-201, which is now we refer to as FSD-PEA, which focuses on the endocannabinoid system of the human body. And now with the Lucid acquisition, we bring in these two new exciting drug candidates, in my opinion, Lucid Psych and Lucid MS. We recently did the announcement with Covar, which is really the first step that we've now taken for the Lucid Psych molecule, which I would say in our drug pipeline puts us now as a psychedelic psychoactive category.
And just explain briefly why you did choose Covar Pharmaceuticals as your contract development and manufacturing services provider.
Yes, it was part of Dr. Kotra's decision-making and partnering. I can't speak on behalf of them, but I can say that, this is really making sure that we have the right partners, the right employees, the right consultants, and we feel that they are excellent to be able to deliver what we need them to deliver with regards to our Lucid Psych molecule.
So what are the next steps here now with these two candidates that you've acquired from Lucid?
Yeah, so Lucid Psych, this announcement or our recent announcement is really the kickoff. This is the beginning of it. This is, utilizing some of the AI machine learning that we used to discover it or that Dr. Kotra used. And so now we're in the middle of creating what we need to create in order to make, that GMP certified pill for people to take during trials.
Have you given any sort of timeline on how long that'll take?
Well, so this is the kickoff. This is the beginning. We still haven't provided guidance on the timeline, but I can say, that we're moving as quickly as possible right now to kick off, and that with three different drug candidates, you could say things are very, very busy and happily busy, and that we intend on delivering information, news, and results as soon as we have them, which will be the near future.
Yeah, so we talked about the two with Lucid. There is a third that FSD has existing. Where is it? What's the progress on that one?
Yeah, so the what we refer to as used to be FSD-201, we now call FSD-PEA. That is, we're looking at finalizing the indication to take it through phase two trials. And as soon as we have finalized it, we're down to two indications right now. Once it is finalized, we will be making the announcements to the market.
Thanks for the update there. Before I let you go, I do want to ask, do you have any kind of update in regards to your new CEO search? How is progress going there?
Yeah, so we're actively involved. As you know, I am the interim, and I'm the interim for a reason. You know, we want to find a CEO that has extensive biotechnology experience, that has had success in the past with either partnering or selling to big pharma, in addition to having a capital markets experience and experience specifically with the NASDAQ and leveraging those strengths. So we are right now on a full try to find the right CEO, and this is one of my top mandates right now.
We will look forward to following progress there. Anthony, thanks so much for the time today.
Thank you.